Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ, good morning! It is officially Friday. We're so excited about that. And it is just me. DZ is on his way in, and he had to turn around on his way into work today. And I was just thinking, do you guys remember last time he was late to work? We played a game for the question of the day, which was, guess where DZ is? And then we tell you at the end why he had to go home, or why he wasn't here, or what happened last time. I believe, I can't remember even what happened last time. Was it car issues? Either way, you guys have to guess today. 414-533-1037. That's what we're going to do for the question of the day in a second. But we still have Ed Sheeran tickets today. It's your last chance at those. He's going to be in town June 25th next year. And we've got tickets to see Brandy and Monica at Fiserv Forum, which they're coming October 17th. Still online, a chance to sign up for our Susan G. Komen team, which is this weekend. And then Adam Sandler tickets are up there as well at 1037kissfm.com. See me throwing out all of these different ways to get involved. But we're going to do the question of the day. DZ is now officially on his way here. Okay? And that's all I'm going to say about that. I'm going to let you guys guess. Let's go. Let's get into the question of the day.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Okay, so here's the scenario. I'm blow drying my hair this morning. I'm getting ready because Hudson has a fun run at his school today. I'm very excited about this. I'm going to be emceeing it. So I'm raising money for Hudson's school. So I'm blow drying my hair, trying to get ready for the day. And I see DZ's calling. And I'm like, well, that's weird. The show starts in like 20 minutes. Why is DZ calling? And so I answer it. And he says, hey, I have to turn around and go home. I'm like, all right. I knew why. I knew exactly why. But do you guys know why? He's now back on his way to the radio station. I'm going to let you guys guess. 414-533-1037. Why did DZ have to turn around? And why is he not at the radio station yet? He's on his way now. But something happened. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Waylon and Chaya.
Oh, hi, guys. Waylon, our 8-year-old, and his mom, Chaya. How are you guys this morning?
We're good.
Happy Friday, Waylon. Do you have any guesses as to why DZ is not here right now?
I think he took his wife's keys but not his own teeth.
Oh, that's a good guess. That's a really good guess, Waylon, but it's not it. But that was a good guess.
You bang your brother here.
Oh, wait, is that your little brother guessing as well?
Yeah.
And what was his guess? Never mind. Did he have a guess, Waylon?
No.
Okay.
Sometimes. Today he guessed he might have been yelling.
Oh, he might have been yelling. No, that was not the reason. That was not the reason, but I love it. The keys one is very smart, Waylon, but that was not what happened. All right, we're going to keep taking guesses. Thanks, Waylon. Have a great day.
Okay, bye.
Oh, my gosh. She's so stinking cute every time. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Good morning. It's OG Lori.
Oh, Lori. Wait, where did your theme song go? I used to know where it was. Oh, here it is. My bad. Allie's the pilot. Deal with it. It's a Friday. You know, just because I've done this for 20 years doesn't mean I should know what I'm doing. Hey, Lori, what's your guess for why DZ is not here right now?
I'm going to guess because he forgot something for one of the kids.
Ah, good guess, but wrong. He did not forget something for one of the kids. That's not it.
Well.
So no keys. He didn't forget about the kids. It's nothing to do with keys or kids. How's that for advice? You can try again, okay?
Love you, babe.
Bye. All right. 414-533-1037. That is the number to call. I'm going to let you guys guess. Where is DZ? And why did he have to turn around 20 minutes before the show started? And I will tell you at the end if he's not here by the end, okay? We will talk to you next. 414-533-1037.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Okay, so the question today is, where is DZ? And why did he have to turn around 20 minutes before the show started and go all the way home? What happened? Because now he's officially on his way back, so I feel like I'm giving you guys a lot of hints. I don't know if you're going to get it or not, but I feel like I'm trying my best here. We're going to start with Cherry and her daughter, Lacey, who are calling in Milwaukee. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, guys. What's your guess for why DZ is not here right now?
So our guess, it took a little bit to come up with, but we think that he forgot to brush his teeth.
Oh, wrong. Honestly, in our business, you could probably come and just be like, screw it, I'll brush when I get there. But that's a good guess. I mean, I don't know if he forgot to brush his teeth, but I'll ask him when he gets here, okay? I'm sure he did not.
I think he'll be able to tell when he gets here.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for calling. Call again, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
All right. Bye, guys. All right. Let's go to Dominic in Waukesha. Good morning, Dominic. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Why do you think DZ is not here right now? He's on his way in. What do you think happened?
I think there's a couple things. I think he might have forgot to lock the door.
Ooh, good guess, but no.
He forgot his wallet so that he can bring donuts in.
Well, donuts would have been nice. I don't eat donuts, but he would have loved them. It was not that he forgot his wallet, Dominic. Good guess. Was that all?
Well, yeah.
Those were good. Oh, look what the cat dragged in, everybody. Dominic, look who just walked in the studio. DZ, you better say hi.
Who, me?
Hey.
Uepa, buenos dias. ¿Cómo estamos? Hola, what up?
Oh, he's talking to you. What do you want to talk to him, Dominic? He doesn't have his headphones on yet. Oh, he says, yeah, I do. He's plugging in, Dominic. So Dominic is calling from Waukesha, DZ, and he thought you forgot your wallet. And what was the other guess, Dominic?
Forgot to lock the house.
Yeah, neither of those.
Good guesses.
Neither of those were it. Now he can hear you.
Feasible for me for sure, Dominic, but no, that's not what happened was.
Sorry, Dominic, it wasn't it.
It's all right, though.
Worth the guess. Honestly, you know me well enough to go, yeah, maybe. Maybe.
We're going to tell you in less than 2 minutes. We're going to tell you before we go to break. So just hold on, Dominic. Stay tuned, okay?
All right.
All right, bye. Hi, DZ. Good morning.
What up, dog? How you doing this morning?
You're probably totally disoriented right now,
which is fine.
I
mean, you know, you walk into it, but it's like when you get to listen to your show on the way
is
to
it
your
weird?
Show, a little weird because like, you know what's going on, and I'm loving listening to all these guesses, but at the same time, I'm yelling, get out of my way!
Allie messed up! She's not hitting the button!
No, it's just my panic of like, I gotta get to work! It ain't got nothing to do with you.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Well,
Dominic had it on. Like I heard Waylon and Chaya.
Oh, good. Did you hear Cherry and her daughter Lacey?
That's when I had just hopped
teeth
out the
brushing.
Car.
Teeth brushing. They thought you didn't brush your teeth. You're okay, right?
Nope, got him in the shower this morning.
Let's go to Scarlett in West Bend. Hi, Scarlett. Good morning.
Morning.
Hi.
Morning, Scarlett.
DZ's here now, so we're going to get our answers, but what's your guess for why he had to turn around and then come back later?
I think he forgot his phone.
Now, that would make me turn around, and it has before. Thank God for the Apple Watch when I couldn't.
But I called you. Remember?
I called you.
Oh, no.
Scarlett.
Find detail that you just missed because you were like, how mm-hmm. else? What else? What else?
Yeah, he called me, Scarlett. DZ's right. That's not it. Good point. Mwah.
Good call, though.
Thanks, Scarlett. Thanks for guessing. No pun.
Yeah.
Appreciate you.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Somebody said he took his wife's keys. No, I'm looking at our text now. That's what Waylon and Chaya guessed, and they were wrong. No. So I'm sorry.
We got two sets of each car key, so we got keys for everything, no matter what.
That was Emily and Racine, where she thought you took your wife's car keys. Let's see. Sherry and Caledonia said he realized he was wearing his slippers and not his shoes.
No, I'd wear the slippers on purpose.
Okay, we got one more. Jody is in Fox Lake this morning. Hi, Jody.
Good morning, Allie and DZ.
Good morning. All right, so what's your guess?
That DZ forgot his equipment he needs for work.
Like my computer, my headphones.
Yeah, microphone, yep.
What do you think of that?
My mic flag, that's such a good guess. Y'all really think I'm that forgetful, man? Forget y'all.
Forget all y'all,
forget
man.
Forget all of y'all. Remember, I'm forgetful, forget you.
Now he's taking it personally. This is taking a turn quick.
This is hilarious.
Oh my gosh. Well,
no, good guess,
it was not his equipment, so
okay,
I forgot. Yes, go on, Jody.
That's okay, but wish me luck for Ed Sheeran tickets, okay?
Oh,
he's my man.
Girl.
We wish you luck for them Ed Sheeran tickets.
Last chance today to win them before you can buy them. We have them at 7:45. Good luck. Good luck.
Okay, thank you.
All right, now hang up and get ready to call. Bye.
Bye. I don't know why I forgot that Shoop was on the phone. How could I forget Shoop?
Not
I mean,
Shoop,
seriously. Shoop, I'm sorry. You were the first caller, and I'm forgetting you. You're too good to us for me to forget you.
Shoop, baby. Hello.
Hi, Shoop. Good morning.
You guys are amazing.
Aw, same.
I'm gonna guess wardrobe issue.
Oh, he takes his fit very seriously.
I did take a long time deciding what to wear this morning because of the reason why I was late. I took a long time deciding what to wear, but unfortunately, it was not a malfunction or nothing. Even the kids was good to go. They was put together this morning and good to go.
Yeah, Stephanie from Jackson texted in, forgot something for work. Megan from Waukesha said, forgot food. Let's see. Chris in Economowoc said, DZ forgot his wallet at home. Nope. You're all wrong. Are you ready to find out what happened, Shoop?
Y'all want
to
know?
Here we go.
So listen, y'all. We had a delivery scheduled today between 6 a.m. and 8 p.m.
Which is so annoying, Shoop, and you know what I'm talking about. The all-day delivery.
Yeah.
I have stories about that for sure.
Yes.
And I had just walked out of my house and was getting ready to doop-a-doop-a-doop-doop-doop. I'm on my way to work.
Yeah.
When my wife goes, hey, Poppy, delivery guy says he's going to be here in about 15, 20 minutes. Panic mode ensues. I mean,
it wasn't even 6 a.m. yet.
It was not 6 o'clock in the morning
but
yet.
I appreciate that he came first. He clearly came to you first,
clearly.
Right?
No, we were the very first drop off, and he was quite chipper this morning. He even gave the boys a quick little look over as he drove back to his truck to you know, bleep off to go do the rest of his job as I'm panicking.
Dude.
Like, all right, see you later, guy. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you, man. Bye, baby. Bye, everybody. Goodbye, everybody.
That's Friday energy right there. That guy wanted to get out of work, so he showed up for that delivery before 6, ready to go, man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so wait, so then what happened? So he shows up.
So he shows up, and he tried to give us the wrong stuff at first.
Oh, God.
He's like, yeah, I got the order for 22, 26, and we're like, no,
it's
that's
shingles.
Not our address.
You're getting a new roof,
We're getting our roof replaced, man.
So it's shingles.
Yeah, it's a bunch of new roof stuff, shingles, the guards, the liners, the blah, 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 the nails, all the extra stuff
all
that I don't
stuff.
Know nothing about.
Well, I'm actually happy they came and you just came in a little late because now you can relax.
Now I can chill because
you don't have to worry now if they're coming.
The panic was going to be I might have had to leave the show early.
And nobody has time for that
because
I have to leave the show early.
Wait a second. What? Whoa.
Hudson has a fun run today that I'm emceeing at school. I have to leave. I'm sorry.
What?
Don't worry. I'll be here till like 9:40, okay? But then I got to go.
Wow.
See, Shoop, I needed DZ to come in so
I can leave early. No wonder Allie was so supportive.
That's perfect. I just got my roof done. So, yeah, man, good luck.
Hey. Same boat, Poppy. Yeah. Thank you. See, you get it. The delivery
roof gang.
Stuff, man. Roof gang.
Roof gang. You got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Help, ayuda.
Ayuda. Facts, though.
All right, DZ, I need your help today on something going on with the boys, Owen and Hudson. Ooh. From your problems to mine, okay?
You know, now I get to be unk, though.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
I need Uncle DZ.
Now I get to be unk. Help the fuse out. What's
Please
up? What's
help
going
me.
On with my nephews?
Okay, so Hudson is in sixth grade now, and Owen is in eighth, everybody.
Right, right, right.
And they go to separate schools. Owen's at the middle school, high school. Hudson is in his last year of elementary because it goes through six. Which, okay,
that trips me out every time that sixth mine grade did is that. Elementary.
Mine did that.
Never
I didn't go
in my
to
life.
I didn't go to middle school till seventh as well. But anyway, I understand it's weird for a lot of people.
No, I hear it.
But that's not the problem.
No.
So the problem is Hudson is now in sixth grade, and his teacher is the same teacher Owen had in sixth grade. Shout out Mrs. Minturn. Love her. She's adorable.
Double salute.
So, and Owen loved her.
Okay.
Like, loved her in sixth grade.
Yeah.
So, when Hudson got her, I was so excited.
Right. Doubling up on the teacher. You know what to expect.
And even Hudson was like, yeah, I'm cool with that.
Cool.
So when sixth grade started, we had to go in for meet the teacher night. We already knew her.
So it was more just like a formality. Hey.
And so when meet the teacher night rolled around, Owen wanted to come and see his former sixth grade teacher.
Naturally. I remember doing that as
yes.
a kid.
Yes. And Hudson was like, absolutely not.
Oh.
It's my time.
Oh.
It's my teacher.
Oh.
I don't want you there. You're going to ruin everything. You're not allowed.
Oh, come
and
on.
So this started a fight in our house because I thought, how cool. Owen's going to get to go see his old teacher.
Mm-hmm.
But Hudson was so upset about it being his moment. I said, you know what, Owen? Forget it. You're not going to go. Don't take it personally. We have all year for you to come see your old teacher and visit with her.
Fair.
I know you feel left out, but it's Hudson's moment.
Yeah.
So Owen did not go. We get to meet the teacher night and she says, oh, I'm so happy I have your family again. I say, oh, we're so happy to be in your class. And she goes, where's Owen?
Oh.
And I'm like, I know. He's so sad he didn't come. He wanted to come see you so bad, but Hudson was not happy with that. So I told him to give Hudson his moment.
Yep.
And you'll see Owen all year when there's things happening at the school.
Soon enough.
And by the way, we live really close to the school. So Owen, I told him, can walk over and visit his old teachers anytime he wants if he really wants to.
Yeah.
I would support that.
Yeah, yeah. He's still in that stage for sure.
Fast
so what's
forward
going on?
To the problem today,
what's,
everybody.
Yeah, what's going on today?
Today is the fun run at Hudson School.
I'm listening.
We're raising money for the school. So we were supposed to be raising this whole time. I signed him up last night and made everybody in my family donate.
Is that why I got a random link to
yes.
donate? Oh, I thought it was a scam.
But he hit his goal. He sure did. So anyway, so the fun run is today. The school, Hudson School, asked me to come MC it again. I love it. It's fun. The whole neighborhood can hear me because I'm on a microphone.
Mm-hmm. Not that you need it.
So Hudson says to me, by the way,
what?
Don't address me on the microphone. Don't even look at me.
Boy, you better chill.
He's in sixth grade. He's too cool for me.
Say
now.
Say what I want.
But then Owen heard we're going to be at the school all day for the fun run.
And what's going on?
And was like, oh, I want to come. And I was like, well, you're in school. And I keep telling him, you'll come later. And now here we are. We're
it's
almost
later.
Through the first quarter. And
it's
Owen
later.
Hasn't been to see his teacher yet. So I said, well, you get out of middle school earlier. Maybe you can come after and just walk over to the school and see your teacher. He's like, I don't know. But my question is, DZ,
what's up?
How do I deal with this? Because I feel like Hudson's being too territorial. I feel like Owen wants to see his teacher. And I'm like kind of backing up Hudson here saying you can't, Owen can't come to your stuff because it's your moment. But I feel like that's ridiculous.
Here's one thing.
Am I doing this wrong?
He's 100% being territorial.
Thank you.
Right? But I get you going, nah, I'm going to let you have your shine on day one.
Sure.
Meet the teacher. When you haven't had the teacher
Thank
and you,
you
only know the teacher because they've been your older sibling's teacher,
That's
always weird. And I remember my little sister telling me, because I didn't have this experience with my older siblings, right? My older siblings are step siblings, and we didn't have the same name. Me and my younger sister, we have the same name.
Mm-hmm.
We lived in the same neighborhoods. We had some of the same teachers.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying?
But you were 8 years apart.
But we were 8 years apart.
And
so
Owen
there
and
was
Hudson
a,
are two.
Two. So there was a huge distance when people would be like, oh, are you DZ's
little sister, right?
And
which everybody
go, yeah,
asks, right?
Yeah, that's me. You know, my wife, they had their kids boom, 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 back to back. So their Carlson clan is definitely
your
like
wife's family.
They know them back to back, and it's different. I get the
your kids too.
The seniority wanting to have the time to just say hey. have your own moment because what do they say? Every kid is different.
Every kid is every different. Kid but is like different. Enough already. Now I want Owen to have his moment and I feel bad.
That being said,
yeah,
is Hudson settled nicely? Be real.
I think so, but I guess we're going to find out today.
Because rarely for What Would DZ Do? Do we have the time to like actually break it down? Normally people write in, right? Mm-hmm. And go, help. And then
and we don't know what's going on.
Details.
I'm telling
can't
you,
ask for expansion.
I got every detail you need.
Does he seem well adjusted into the grade? Because that's a pivotal time
in
a young man's life.
That's a good question because I'm actually impressed with him. He came home yesterday and he said to me, and Hudson is very, how do I say this without being anti-school? He's like, I don't want to go. It's boring. It's not entertaining. I want to do whatever I want to do, and school's not it. Yes, and the ADHD doesn't help either. But he's that guy. Well, he came home yesterday, and I will say this. He was like, so we did social studies. He started telling me like what they were doing, what they were talking about. And I go, well, what was your test about? And he started going into detail. And I thought, Hudson never does this. And I saw maturity immediately where he was actually talking to me like almost a little more adultish.
Okay.
I saw the turn.
Don't do it yet.
No.
I'm sorry. Don't
come
do it
on.
Yet. No, straight up. Don't do it yet. Don't do it yet. Don't
really?
Do it yet. Straight up.
Come on.
Fam to fam, parent to parent, you know what I'm saying? One former young man to a now current young man, don't. He's still locking that in. Let him solid that up because Fun Run Day is a big day and it's a big deal and it's a lot. Even though you say it's just Fun Run Day, Hot Dog Day, whatever day. Nah, those are big,
it's a big deal at
formative
school.
Experiences at school.
You're right.
Let it be on a one-off where it's like, Owen got early release. I know we got plenty of those coming
up. We do. All right. You know what? Yeah, go on.
Go on an early release day where Hudson doesn't have one because they aren't technically two different systems.
They
are. They might have different schedules as far as time-wise.
They do.
Don't bring this man to the Fun Run.
Okay.
Please don't.
Okay.
Seriously.
Dina in Hales Corners. I'm listening. Dina in Hales Corners texted in, I hated being referred to as my brother's little sister. Mm-hmm. I am my own person and he sucked.
Well, Dina. Come on, Dieners.
She said it's like Dave and James Franco. What a comparison.
Come on, Dieners. Why you go there? Not all siblings hate each other.
Exactly. Well, and I'm like you. If you're just tuning in, Hudson has a fun run at school today to raise money for a school. I'm going to MC it and help out. And Owen wanted to come back and see his old teacher. And Hudson's like, you are not allowed at my school. You are not allowed to come see my teachers. So that's what I'm working with. And that's what DZ's giving advice on. And that's what we're going to take advice from you next.
My advice, don't bring him. It's not time yet. That let that little boy mature and concrete himself as his own alpha in his own era.
You're right.
Or bring him on.
And we didn't have that experience, you and me, because your sister was 8 years younger.
Yep.
And I grew up with the sisters 5 and 8 years older. So I did not grow up with the 2 years apart like Owen and Hudson and your children as well.
Our
times were different. Oh. The parents did them, spaced them out farther a lot of the time.
The Z babies are going to be back to back in school and the teachers are going to go, oh no, are you another one? Oh no, are you another one?
All right, 414-533-1037. We're going to talk to you guys next.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
You're darn right I have a problem. It involves my children, Owen and Hudson, who are in 6th and 8th grade. And Hudson has Owen's old teacher from 6th grade. And he loves it, but he doesn't want Owen coming back into the classroom to see his old teacher. And this is becoming a big fight at home now because they have a fun run today to raise money at Hudson's school. And Owen wants to come. I'm like, no, Hudson doesn't want you there.
I mean, and honestly, it would be appropriate to bring him because it is a fun run situation.
Yeah, loved going back and seeing the teachers I loved when I got older.
For the most part.
I said the teachers I loved.
Okay, I missed that part.
There were teachers I did not. Let's be real.
I was shaking up with more of the security guards, but that's a different story for another time.
Fair enough. You know what? Let's go to Saucy Sandra. I want to start with her because she's always got a lot to say. And then there's a very special guest on the phone at the end who I feel like will give the best advice. But Saucy, good morning.
The best? Okay.
Wait, you hear who it is.
You'll understand. Soon.
Okay.
When you hear who it
is.
I promise.
Hey there, hey.
Easy tiger.
Okay,
so I have two older siblings and two younger siblings, okay? And in my family dynamic, it was always, you girls.
Rope together, the girls.
So irritated because
I'm an individual. Mm-hmm. They may do screwed up stuff, but I do my own thing. I have autonomy.
I screw like, my own things up. Thank you very much.
Amen, girl.
Keep me out of that. Okay?
Saucy,
don't groom me
funny.
In with that, Mom.
So you're saying keep them apart. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. You know, you got to realize that, okay, so being the younger one, it kind of sucks because you feel as though you are.
You get drafted into some
second.
Legacy regardless.
I agree, Saucy, but can we be honest? When it comes to Owen and Hudson, Owen's the shy one and Hudson's the wild one. Hudson is mini me. So Hudson gets a lot of attention in public and on the internet. And when we come in, even when I go in public, people are like, Hudson's so funny. They're never like, Owen's so funny. And so Hudson does get his shine,
but
I feel like.
It's not about shine. It's not about getting like acknowledged. It's not about being seen or known. Like, the kid doesn't care about that. Kid cares about being his own individual at school, establishing his own persona as a person. Like, he's not a personality. He don't work on the radio. What is he like?
True.
You know what I'm, he don't do none of that. None of that matters to
and
him.
Let me point this out. Is that, you know, you saying that about Owen. Owen's the younger one, right?
No, Hudson's the younger one. Hudson. Owen's the older one. Owen's an eighth. Hudson's
in
sixth.
Yes, yes.
Older. Older.
So Hudson.
Older.
Nice. Now I'll remember that.
Yep.
Okay, so Hudson, he's outgoing and really loud and everything like that. Where Owen, he's more
super
reserved.
Shy. He's
but
very
he's also
shy.
A giant. Okay. Let's not miss the fact that he's 6'4", 7 feet tall.
You're trying to save Owen's feelings.
Ah, I guess.
You know, because you're like, well, Owen, you know,
he's can go later.
And
I can hear it.
Owen can go later.
But now it's
later.
It's fall. We're in the fall, you guys, and Owen hasn't gone
yet. Much later. There's like, what, 6-7 months left of school?
It goes quick,
Saucy. You know what I'm hearing, though? Right now.
Hey, I get it goes quick, but right now.
Saucy.
They're a month in. What up, bro?
Saucy, what you said on the front end really stood out as far as he's shown this level of maturity that may not have been there. And kids tend to regress regardless. You know, adults will regress in any given scenario.
Yeah.
I don't want to stop man shine.
I don't
because
either.
Now older brother showing up, taking over, being like, oh, teachers. Because I remember showing up to my little sister's schools and people being like, oh, snap, it's DZ, whatever.
Right.
And people,
and let's be
it gets
real.
Weird.
And Owen does get praises in other ways. Hudson doesn't, you know? Like, and I'm not even going to bring him up on the air because then it gets weird. But you know what I'm saying? I hear you. Saucy, thank you. We have to get to our special guest, too.
Much love, guys. Happy Friday.
Love you.
Bye.
We still have three people on the phone. But should we just go to our guest?
Let's run it, man.
Okay, fine. Go to Ebony and see what she has to say. And then we'll get to the guest at the end. Hey, Ebony. Good morning.
Hey, y'all. Good morning.
Help. What do I do?
So basically, I don't know if I told y'all this, but I'm an Irish twin.
You're an Irish twin.
So that means that you have a sibling less than a year apart. Mm-hmm. Okay, I did not know that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So me and my sibling are that way. So when she used to age out of a grade or age just out of her number of her age, I used to want to have all the focus on me. So I understand where he's coming from. I know it seems tedious and petty, but this is the, you got to think, this is the foundation of him setting his boundaries and what he wants, you know? And him being the youngest, sometimes the youngest gets drowned out by what the oldest wants to do.
Right.
And it's like, let him be independent. Let him have his moment.
All
it's okay.
And it's not about letting him have his way either, because obviously as parents, we know when to go, no.
Well, then when do I let Owen come back and visit his old teacher? Is it Christmas
later on in the year, the school year just started. He's just making his way on his own and he wants to have his own little identity and he doesn't want his brother coming through.
No, he doesn't.
Being the man.
He wants to be the man right now.
Ding, ding, ding,
Ebony,
ding.
I am supposed to go help an MC this fun run at a school at Hudson School today to raise money for the school.
Right.
And Hudson has said to me multiple times, do not address me on the microphone. Do not say a word to me. I think it's hysterical.
And that's his boundary.
He don't even want
boundary.
You there.
He
you think he wants
Good but point. Allie, but Good Allie, point. That's his boundary, though, boo. Yeah. That's his boundary.
And I said to him, I said, okay. And then he said it again hours later. And I said, I heard you the first time, and I received it, and I will not say that. And he said it again a third time,
See,
Ebony.
This is where the petty me kicks in, though.
Because you know how crazy you are.
We're saying boundaries. So much that it makes me want to parent up and be like, well, now we're bringing a whole family. I'm pulling up too.
Oh,
I got my pallet delivery this morning. I ain't worried about it no more. Like, I'm pulling up. I got time today.
Come with me to the fun
I'm
run,
I'm bringing
DZ.
Danny
Y'all
and everything.
Are ridiculous.
So fine. Ebony, what you doing?
Y'all are ridiculous.
Let's Ebony, go to the fun run at school.
What you on later this early morning? Or late morning,
no
I should
comment.
Say.
Listen, I'll be on a microphone.
No,
you'll hear me miles away, okay, outside. It's going to be loud okay. as hell. All right, bye, Ebony.
We love you, dog.
Bye,
Peace,
y'all.
Man.
Listen, it's true, because when I helped with this last year, the support staff in the office, she knows who she is. She told me she went home and could hear me while she was trying to have lunch on her deck. She could hear me all the way down the road on the microphone.
People can't get us out their head.
Okay.
Dog.
So the problem is Owen and Hudson, we're having issues now because they're in separate schools. Hudson has Owen's old sixth grade teacher, and he doesn't want Owen coming near the school or visiting his teacher. So the special guest is one of their former teachers. Bring her on the phone.
Perfect person to bring
Hi,
this in.
Hi, Carrie dun, dun, and Waukesha. Good morning.
Good morning.
She taught Owen and Hudson.
So this has already happened for her.
She taught them in what, third? Was it third? Listen to me.
Yes, third grade.
It was third grade.
Back in the
Dizzy. She's had both of them, and they both love her, mm-hmm. and they both love seeing her. Mm-hmm. So you've heard the dilemma. You know all the players in this, Carrie.
Is third grade different, though, because it's like they're young and cute and like they're just having fun being in school?
Maybe.
No territorialness yet?
You know this. Should I let Owen go back and visit Mrs. Minturn or just keep them separate? What do I do?
You got to keep them separate.
Fine.
Because Hudson already set his boundaries, and there are many other opportunities where Hudson and Owen can come to the school, mm-hmm. Owen. And like, just reach out to Minturn and say, hey, Owen wants to see you.
That's a good idea.
Can
reach out
we
to the
have
teacher.
Like an after school hangout time?
Come
Owen
by.
Would love that.
So let's set a secret hangout so Hudson doesn't feel offended.
We're not going to tell Hudson. We're going to hide it.
We're going to bring him in through the back door, okay? We're going to hide him as a janitor.
He's 6'4". All We're
right.
not going to be able to hide Owen.
Carrie, Allie, new plan. Scrap everything else. We're hiding him as a janitor. We're bringing him today. I'm also going to be a janitor. Carrie, meet us there. Ebony, you know what to do. Grab the mustaches. We're all janitors. See you at the fun run.
Sounds good.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, she wants to know if she's the jerk for basically putting her husband's groceries back and telling him they can't buy them.
Hold no, you can't just glaze that through and be like, no. Slow it down
Too
and
late.
Read it again one more time.
Am for I the
what?
Jerk for putting...
What bogus thing did she do to her husband?
Am I the jerk for putting my husband's groceries back? Allie and DZ.
I'm listening. I'm not for all listening.
No, for real. My husband and I rarely go grocery shopping together.
Smart.
Probably for the best. Says, but we did the other day because we were already out together after going out to dinner.
Been there.
We swung by the store to grab a few things, I thought. I took the cart and he went to grab whatever he thought we still needed.
Mm-hmm,
when I saw him come back, he put all kinds of things we don't need in the cart, like cookies, chips, soda, and more things that are currently really expensive and not necessities in our house.
Hold on, who wrote this in?
Why? Is this triggering
what's
you?
What's the name at the bottom, Al?
Should it be Aaron?
Did Aaron text you?
No, the name is not Aaron,
okay.
But does Aaron have this problem too?
Well, I just closed my eyes and the only person I could envision was my wife and us at the store, so it's like,
okay.
I'm listening.
Well, maybe
I'm
she didn't. I changed the name.
I'm listening.
Anyway, cookies, chips, soda, more things that are currently really expensive, not necessities. I took all of them and put them back.
Mm.
I made my way to the register, texted him to meet me up there. He came up with ice cream and more things we don't need.
I remember this time at the store.
Surprise! No, it's not DZ, I swear. But this is funny. Clearly relatable.
Because
I don't shop with a significant other, so I don't have this problem, right?
I was there that day.
So he comes up with ice cream and more things they don't need and probably don't want to spend their extra income on.
Uh-huh.
We had just gone out to dinner, and that was a fun expense as far as I'm concerned. We were out of money for the day, so the groceries that we don't need had to go back.
Yeah.
Am I the jerk for putting my husband's groceries back?
Oh,
Gina,
man.
Not Aaron.
Gina, not Aaron.
Gina, not Aaron.
To be specific.
So the money is such a hot topic with couples. Money's a hot topic for everybody.
Oh, 100%.
But this is not a surprise. You see people splitting up over money all the time where they don't agree on what their necessities and expenses are and how they manage their money. One's more free with it, one's not. And here we have a problem at the grocery store when you're together.
And the grocery store is a common place because it's not like you're making major purchases,
mm-hmm.
right? Like me buying a pack of Oreos for $5.
$5 or whatever it is.
Big deal.
Ain't gonna break our bank like
but
that.
It's but it's $5 that you might use somewhere else.
If we're trying to stick to a budget,
right?
You know what I mean? If we're trying to plan for things and whatever, it's like, okay, yeah, that $5 adds up and you don't want that to keep happening. So eventually you're gonna go.
How often does your wife, you and your wife, go shopping together? A lot or no?
I'd say it's a 50-50. Erin prefers to go by herself because then I stay at home with the boys.
And you don't put Oreos in the cart. So
fair.
You're going to say, okay, so you're going to say jerk.
But listen, when we do shop together or when we don't shop together, my wife will hold it down. It's not like we're restricted the household to not enjoy ourselves.
Well, it's not like you can't have fun stuff.
Right.
She's just saying he was throwing all this stuff
all
in we don't need that's expensive and we already spent our fun money for the day on dinner.
It sucks that she has to be the bad guy.
Right.
But somebody
has to
be the bad guy. And unfortunately, you can't just load up the cart with everything you don't need.
Mm-hmm.
Grab a pack of cookies. Cool. But then maybe don't grab the ice cream.
Right.
This ain't about solutions. But genuinely, she put everything back?
Mm-hmm.
Did she put everything
That's
back?
That's what it says. 414-533-1037. So she's
Gina.
Out. She's out shopping with her husband after they go out to dinner. He starts putting all these things they don't need. Cookies, chips, soda, ice cream.
They
she keeps putting them back.
They clearly don't got kids, bro. Because if not, he wouldn't be doing this so
totally.
Freely.
Totally. But maybe.
Or maybe he's just
they're
a cool
saving
dad.
For kids. Or maybe they're saving for fertility reasons. Like,
maybe.
There's all kinds of things. We
True.
Don't know.
Nah, thank
she
you
should've
for
put that
back.
In. She should have put that in there, though, if they were, because that would have definitely gotten her everybody's vote.
I think it changes things. When you have disposable
you never
income,
know.
When you're an adult, you can have ice cream for dinner.
Totally.
And there was plenty of times where before we had
Dude,
kids, ice cream for dinner was
You can
was
have
my
ice cream
choice.
For dinner when you do have kids. You just have to hide
just
it from
put
them.
It, just put them to bed first.
Exactly.
Don't stop giving away free game.
Exactly. Exactly. But that's you. You have the disposable income to do that. Gina's
Maybe
saying
Gina
we
don't. Yeah. I don't want to answer because I feel like I'm letting my boy down if I go against, because I'm
You're
that man.
You're afraid to go against the dude.
I'm that man.
Fine. All right. Is Gina the jerk for putting her husband's groceries back? Okay. That is the question. And somebody said, if she knows that he's like that, then go grocery shopping alone. They went, she found this out when they
chance.
Swung by the store.
It was chance that they happened to be together after dinner, bro. Like, it happens. And when you know your partner's like that, you try to go without them because they're like that.
And you think they wouldn't be hungry because they just ate dinner, but Mm-mm. that didn't, because that's the problem. I'll go when I'm hungry and buy all kinds of things I don't need. That's a different time. They had just eaten.
It doesn't change psychologically for me.
Yeah.
I'll go hungry or not, I'm still grabbing 3 different packs of Oreos
really?
To try them all. Yep.
All right. Okay. 414-533-1037. Letting him grab a few items would have been an option. Putting it all back, what is she, his mother?
Low key, that's where I went. Maybe she is jerky because somebody's got to be the bad guy. You don't have to be somebody's villain origin story, though.
True.
You put everything back.
True. You're saying she should have saved one thing?
She full mommed. You could have been you could have been a wifey.
Somebody said sounds like he's PMSing because he's buying ice cream, chips, and soda.
Well, she should be along for the ride then,
right?
Bro.
Right? But wasn't that time for her? Wrong week, my guy.
They got to cycle their, sync their cycles, bro. Let me stop.
Ooh, listen to this one. Not the jerk. If you guys don't have enough money for it, she has to do what she has to do. And then the one below that says, jerk, she's not his mama. Amanda texted that in.
I'm following both. That's why I don't
want
to answer.
Yeah, I know. It's hard. Okay, is she the jerk for putting her husband's groceries back? We'll talk to you next.
Think you're a jerk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So, Gina wants to know if she's the jerk for putting her husband's groceries back. They went shopping after dinner. They went out to dinner, and then he kept putting things in the cart they didn't need, like chips and soda and cookies. And she's like, we don't have the budget for these expensive items these days. Put them back.
Put the Oreos back.
She put them back, and then he was like, what the heck?
You jerk.
But they're on a budget, it sounds like. All right, we're going to start with Julia and Franklin this morning. Hi, Julia. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Everybody's trying to get a theme song. You were trying. We're back to day one. It's harder than people think, man.
Listen, we got you.
It's so hard. You should see my call log. It's ridiculous.
Can send a screenshot or it didn't happen.
Well, Gina. Gina. Now I'm calling her Gina. Julia.
Julia.
Getting everybody mixed up. It is Friday. Take me home. Julia, is she the jerk for putting the husband's groceries back?
I'm going to say not the jerk. Me and my husband run into this all the time. That's why we do online grocery shopping and then go pick it up to be less tempted.
Good solution.
Yes, but I will say there's room for compromise, right? Where it's like, okay, you can get one thing. It's like a toddler, okay?
Thank you. Whoa.
Get one thing.
We're grown men.
Like a toddler. She's talking about you like you're a toddler now. That's hysterical.
We're grown men, thank you.
Yeah.
And y'all like ice cream too. Don't put this only on us.
Oh, you don't have to convince me of that. Just make sure you're picking a flavor to convince me.
Okay. So Julie, you say not the jerk,
not the jerk.
But you also said there's room for
compromise.
Well, Kenzie and Asher, listen to this text, you guys. Kenzie and Asher texted in. They said, I'm 9 and he's 8. We think she's not the jerk because they need to save their money. Aw.
Wow.
And they don't even have budgets yet.
You guys are logical children.
See, look at that. Making they're on your side.
Making me feel bad.
I know, right? All right, Julia, listen, thanks for calling. You say
not the jerk. Thank
you,
guys.
Thank
you. Have a great day.
You. Much love, you too. Have a good weekend. Bye.
For sure. Let's go to Nancy in Milwaukee this morning. Hi, Nancy. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right.
It's been a while.
I know.
It's been a little bit.
Where you been?
Yeah, what you been up to? We don't want to be nice and not yell at you.
Back. Oh, now I'm back on trying to call.
Yeah, well, we see that every summer where people disappear and then they come back as soon as school starts back up. And we're like, they're back. Everybody's back.
Nancy, Julian. Julian got a theme song.
We
Nancy
feel you.
Don't. We ain't mad at y'all.
Her husband has a theme song, not her. Anyway, Nancy, is Gina the jerk since you are married? I don't know if you guys run into this for putting her husband's groceries back. He kept trying to buy stuff they didn't need.
Okay, she's a big jerk. I'm sorry, but I'm typically the one that does the grocery shopping. Mm-hmm. I honestly love when Julian comes with me. It's random, but she's a big jerk. When Julian puts in something that is not on the grocery list, it's something like, oh, okay, hey, I didn't think about that. But yeah, we might all enjoy that. I'm sorry, there's always coupons for everything. If she's saying, I understand there's a budget for everything, mm-hmm. but listen,
you can save
I'm
it other ways.
Couponing. I am huge on couponing. You can go online, go on Google, go on Girl. The app. There will be a coupon.
You're gonna find it cheaper.
Dude, couponing is so, now I'm saying like her couponing instead of couponing. It's so big in Milwaukee. We are of a big couponing town,
huge,
man. Yeah.
Huge. No, for sure.
So you're not alone.
I hear what she's saying though, and it turns it into an adventure. And what she does get to is the fact that they don't shop often together.
Yeah.
This was a random one-off after
like
dinner.
Something where they're like bonding together. And yes, I get, you can get annoyed, like, why do you really need this or that? Mm-hmm. But it's like, for me, if Julian put something in the cart, I think about it for next time. Like, hey, he put this in the cart. Maybe I can add this on. He'll enjoy this next time.
Oh, she buys it as a treat next time.
Spins it positive. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She is in a wet blanket.
Oh, hey, some people have a budget, okay? Let the
Gina,
lady live.
We'll get you some coupons
Listen,
and live like Nancy.
That's what coupons are for, okay?
Thank you. You know what, Nancy? Yeah, you got me flexing
they
on this
didn't
one.
Didn't have any, Nancy.
Google the coupons.
Me over here buying whatever I want, acting like I have anything to say about this, by the way, because I go to the store and do whatever I want because I'm single. So I have no business chiming
in. Think of her husband a little more and not just put everything back.
I like the spin. I do like the spin. Right, keep to the
jerk.
Budget, but don't do it all, bro, for sure.
All right, we're split down the middle. Thank you so much. Have a good day,
Bye,
Nancy.
I love you guys.
Love you back.
Love
Appreciate
you more.
You.
All right, well, now we're split. Okay, Gina wants to know if she's the jerk for putting her husband's groceries back. They went shopping after dinner. She said he kept putting stuff they didn't need, like cookies and chips, and so she put them back.
If it's
now
like,
he's mad.
They're on a health kick. Okay, don't do that.
They're not. It's money. It's all money, she said.
You're on a budget. You, like Nancy mm-hmm. said, you can coupon. There's ways around it, and you can compromise. When she put everything back, that's her kind of, you know, putting her foot down and saying, no, we're sticking only to the essentials.
Mm-hmm.
If it ain't toilet paper and eggs, put it back.
Sounds like me.
During COVID.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go to our tiebreaker, who is one of our regulars. She called 5 days in a row, got her own theme song, Paulina in Milwaukee.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, girl. I ran into Paulina in public yesterday. It was such a delight. It was good to see you, Paulina.
Always.
So tell me, you were the tiebreaker, and you said you were torn on this one. So now that you've listened, you should have an answer, Paulina.
Mm-hmm. I do.
Is she
and,
the jerk?
And first of all, don't go to the grocery store hungry, because that's the issue here, okay?
Amen.
She is not the jerk, but she should let him get a couple things. Not everything, but like say, yeah, you can keep like some of this, but it sounds like he was putting a lot in there, and that definitely adds up.
And I do give her that.
Me and my husband go grocery shopping together every week with all three of the kids. Okay, it's hectic.
I bet.
With the babies, Jesus.
Exactly, and he can get some stuff. And sometimes I'll say like, "Hey, like we do have a budget, and we do use coupons, but we still have a budget."
Yep.
But he'll thank me later in the week when he's like, oh, you know what? If I, you know, got all that stuff, we wouldn't have had, like, enough gas for the week. So he thinks about it later on. He's like, oh, you're right. Yeah, that wasn't, you know. But he gets some stuff. It's just,
well, fellas
you know,
are
don't go overboard.
No, fellas are impulsive, and we could easily go overboard. Not to say that ladies can and don't and won't, but we tend
I want it all.
Throw it all in the cart. Let's go get it.
No,
and
totally.
Then you go, oh, snap, we do still need gas.
Yeah.
Oops.
Right. You got to keep each other in check here.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
All right. Well, she decided. Wait. So what did Paulina say?
She said
not the jerk.
But let him have some snacks.
Okay.
Jerkish.
I love
not full.
It how we're
jerk-ish.
Talking about him like he's a kid. We're like, we'll let him have a few treats.
No, let him. Did he behave himself this week? Then he can have some Oreos.
As joking.
I mean, this is money too, so he can have some snacks.
It
just
is
don't
his
go
money.
Overboard with
I know
it.
That's
you
right.
know?
No, if they're married, it's his money too. Absolutely.
It's accountability though.
It's accountability. And I do get both sides of it. Like, chill out, but I also get, hey, somebody's got to pay attention to the money because you're not. Period.
Clearly, right. Period. Yeah. For sure.
All right, Paulina. Thank you. Not the jerk.
Bye. Love you guys.
Love you.
Back.
Dude, do you think men are having panic attacks in their car? Because now the women are going to be like, on Allie and DZ,
no,
they said I wasn't the jerk if I put all your cookies back.
Nah, we tuned out about 4 minutes back.
Stop it.
We've been gone.
Nah. I mean, we're still listening. It's just all in the back of our heads.
You just don't care, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly. All right. Not the jerk. Let's give away our last pair of Ed Sheeran tickets before they go on sale today.
Oh, crazy. I just got a text that said those tickets are no longer there.
If anybody's stealing them, it's me. And I haven't yet, which means we still have them. DZ, I know. We're out of time.
They're in my pocket.
DZ?
I already did it.
We're giving them away. 414-533-1037. He's coming to Summerfest. Thank you. He's coming to Summerfest June 25th next year. This is going to sell out. I'm not even concerned about this. That's why I'm like, I think it's so cool we have these tickets
now. I'm worried about this because when it sells out, we ain't going to get no tickets,
well,
dog.
Well, we know a guy.
So. Take these tickets back. Fine.
Thank
who
you.
Who
give them to
some?
Me.
Who
give them to some? Me. Thank goodness. All right. Last chance to win these. 414-533-1037. I'm going to take caller 25. That's what I've been doing all week because he's coming on the 25th to the AmFam Amphitheater at the Summerfest grounds. He's going to be one of the headliners. I love finding out who the headliners are for Summerfest. Good luck. Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Milwaukee's number one hit music station. I just told DZ a story about a guy that messaged me and he...
That was aggressive.
I should never have told you that before we went on the air.
Didn't need that in my life.
I'm sorry. I told you too much. Dumpster fire. Even I'm blushing. DZ's blushing. That's how uncomfortable it is.
I'm like, hey, yo, what?
Dude, coming up for dumpster fire. We'll discuss, okay? Just
wait.
Just
we got things to do.
We got
first,
things
clearly.
To do. I just woke up to a crazy message. That's all I know. Okay.
Lord of mercy.
We have to give away these Ed Sheeran tickets. So, last chance before they go on sale, let's go to Summer in Sheboygan Falls.
Oh, well, the irony in all of that statement. Summer in Sheboygan Falls, mm-hmm. And then the fact that we're no longer in Morning, Summer.
Hi.
Good morning.
You ever seen Ed Sheeran in concert?
I have not, but I'm very excited.
I mean, would you want to? Is that something you'd be excited to do? Yeah, yeah.
Yes, most definitely.
I mean, I'd come down from Sheboygan Falls to go to Summerfest and see Ed Sheeran.
If by chance, you know, we had a ticket or two to give you, who would you bring
DZ?
With, you know?
DZ.
You know?
We're giving her the ticket. Yeah.
I would bring my daughter, Heidi. She's right next to me, actually. She's very excited.
Hello, Heidi. Well, now
we're giving them to you for sure. You're going
Y'all
to see
going to see Ed Sheeran. Can't butter us up like that.
You're going to have such a good time at the show. Congratulations to you, Summer, and your daughter, Heidi. Have fun at Ed Sheeran. You have them before you can even buy them.
Look
all right,
y'all.
Ladies?
Ooh, and I ain't even steal them.
I'm jealous. I really am.
Not for real, though.
I'm going
great.
To this show. All right. Hey, somebody will be in touch. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Much you
feel. Y'all
Bye.
Welcome. Bye. That was great.
Aw, very nice. Okay, so
I could hear Heidi blushing through the phone, but the daughter was like, oh my God, no.
Let's take like 2 minutes, maybe three. Some Chapel Row and it'll make me feel better. I'm going to grab coffee and try to get a normal face on before we get into dumpster fire because I'm so appalled by the message I woke up to.
I'm going to go home now.
It was really aggressive. Hold on. Kiss FM.
Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with dumpster fire dating.
I'm at a loss.
Yeah,
I don't even know what to say.
Don't even look at me. I'm not.
You can't even look at me in the eye when I tell you about this.
This isn't about help, but I've got nothing for you.
What do you do when guys are this aggressive? I mean.
Block?
Okay, do you think I should block him?
I don't know.
Okay, let me tell you the background.
Let me chew.
So last week we talked about the guy that I was kind of messaging with, but I haven't really. I'm just so not interested in love right now.
It was a je ne sais quoi. You know, I don't know what.
And you know who I heard from, by the way, the other day? Orphan Boy, who we went out to dinner with. Remember?
Oh, right, OB.
We had a double date with him.
What's he been up to, man?
He hit me up and he's like, oh, I'm coming your way. And then I said, come on. And then I never heard from him. Like he was going to come out to whatever I was doing an appearance or he asked what was going on, then nothing.
He's
like,
a tag along, though.
He's a total,
chill guy.
We're not dating.
He's not like that, yeah.
He's my buddy.
That's why I was like, what's he been on, man? How's he doing?
I kind of miss him because he's so damn funny.
Yeah.
And I was like, Orphan Boy, you should come around. You make me laugh.
He was just a good time.
He was fun.
And whether that ever escalates out of the friend zone, probably not.
Probably
but
not.
You never know.
But he was fun.
Just a good time.
He's a good time.
OB was good, yeah.
Well, then I was messaging with this other guy, and you read him last week, and they seemed really like we had a good banter. And for some reason, I was still messaging him.
I forgot about that.
Remember? I didn't.
I remember now.
So throughout the week, we've been messaging, and I didn't know if he knew I had talked about him on the air. Because, like,
not.
We're friends on social, so he saw if I post the show and you go listen, you're going to know I read him on air. And I'm like, I might have lost him with that one.
You think,
see?
Okay.
But he's still messaging me here and there.
You feel like sometimes people ghost when they realize that, like, we'll
have conversations.
I mean, I would. My intentions are never bad. Like, they're always...
That's
like,
soft.
I would totally go out with that guy. You think it's soft if they get turned off by that?
Yeah. But that's just me and my personal opinion, and I got tougher skin and,
Fair enough.
A thuggier heart. I don't know what else to tell you. Like, that's just soft.
I haven't even opened my Hinge in, weeks, okay? Mm-hmm. So, listen. So, I wake up this morning, and let me just tell you guys about this. This is what made DZ blush. I'm not going to read the entire thing because I can't.
Don't.
I don't even know if it's legal. The FCC would fine us if I read what this guy said to me. But my point is...
Where's the dumb button?
No, I'm not going to say what he said. But I woke up. There is this guy that I matched with a long time ago. This is a crazy story.
You woke up to this?
Let me tell you about this. This is crazy, you guys.
Oh, hey.
I matched with this guy a long time ago. He's very good looking. And this was another, let's follow each other on social media. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then he would message and I kind of forgot about him. He was one of those that I forgot about if he wasn't consistent.
Sure.
And then he'd pop in and say something. Well, here's where the story gets crazy that I didn't tell you off the air.
Okay.
When I was with my boys on vacation and we flew back from Vegas and California in July.
The last vacation. Mm-hmm. Got it.
I was watching my social media stories and I see this guy's story and I'm like, is he traveling? That's so funny. I'm traveling. And we get to the airport in Milwaukee and we're walking out of the airport, me, Owen, and Hudson, as you get off the plane and you're walking towards baggage claim.
Yeah.
And there's another plane that's exiting and this guy turns the corner. And at the time, I swear, I never even told anyone this because it just didn't matter.
Didn't matter.
But I remember being like, is that the guy that I matched with? He looks just like him. And I'm staring him down.
I mean, it's small walkie.
There's no way.
Maybe.
There's no way.
Seaway.
That this guy and I are getting off planes at the same time. And we are walking almost next to each other through the airport. And I look over and he won't look at me. But then he kind of starts fast walking. And I'm like, there's no way it's the same guy. He would say something, surely. Even though I'm with my kids, he would say something.
No.
So I get home.
That, especially when you're with your kids. I get home. There's more respect.
Well,
it was
just weird because I felt like I get home.
Yeah.
And I message him and I go, hey, were you just at the airport thinking he'll be like, yeah, I saw you and I didn't want to. He's like, no. How funny. I go, I swear I just saw you at the airport. I'm DZ. I'm not kidding.
And
like, he's that distinctive looking. I was like, are you sure? And to the point.
I can see it in your face. You're like, you're guaranteed that was him.
So what I did was at the time in the airport, I looked at his tattoos because he had tattoos down his arms.
Smart.
And it was summer and I could see him and I went, I'm going to know
Smart.
If it's the same guy when I finally meet him because of the tattoos. Mm-hmm. And he's not going to be able to lie to me because that's weird.
Right.
So I still didn't really believe that it wasn't him, but I moved on with my life and said, okay, dude, cool story. Didn't talk to him here and there for months.
Kept it pushing.
I wake up this morning to this guy saying, out of nowhere, something very aggressive and inappropriate.
He said...
We can't say it on the air.
He said, you're trying to come over or not?
But he said it really aggressively and...
Tell me next, bro. Oh, tell God. Them next. Hold on, bro, because what is life? Do y'all want to guess what he said? How about that? How about that?
Yes, because we can't. I don't want to say it.
And y'all have to obviously be very PC and PG.
Unbelievable.
But you guys can guess what Mr. Man said to Allie this morning.
I don't think we can say this on the air.
I doubt we can.
Because all I replied was, well, that escalated quickly. That was what I wrote back. And and he hasn't woken up to that yet. So 414-533-1037.
So you didn't say no.
Oh, God. Are you kidding me? DZ! Forget you, man.
Guess what he said
forget
next.
You. Oh, I can't stand you sometimes.
Is will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with dumpster fire dating.
I don't know why I agreed to this.
I don't know why I agreed to this either. You guys are nasty.
Y'all are terrible people.
This is the radio and we're keeping it PG. Don't worry. The kids can stay. Don't worry. We're not going to do anything inappropriate because we'll get in trouble. So
my kids be listening too,
thank you. And my kids too sometimes go back and I don't want them hearing this. Anyway, the point is, if you missed it, I woke up to a message from a man that I've been messaging with on and off for over a year, I'd say. And I thought I saw him at the airport. He said it wasn't him. I was just telling DZ off the air that I'm still convinced I saw him at the airport. But I need to meet him in person to see his tattoos and I'll be able to tell you because I clocked his, you know, in my mind.
I clocked his
tattoos in my mind.
Yep, you took a mental still.
Thank
and
you.
Went, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right. When if I meet you, I'm going to know. And you're going to, and if you, because then it got weird to me. And I thought, why is he lying?
Why does it matter? Right.
Now it's weird, you know?
Because now I got to see your elbows when we first meet. Show me your elbows.
Show me your forearms.
Show me your forearms. Show me your elbows.
Okay. So we're going to go to the phones and let everybody guess what I woke up to. We'll start with Ariana and West Dallas. We have to keep it PG. Don't worry.
Okay. Okay.
Not going to be inappropriate.
True.
Let's be real. Ariana.
Buenos dias. I'm guessing you got a good buenos dias text, huh?
A different kind of wepa.
I'm dead. I'm literally sitting outside my work listening, eating my bagel before I go in. I'm cracking up.
Same, girl. Same.
Ariana, what do you think he messaged me that I woke up to this morning?
If you wanted some eggplant, it's an honest question.
He did not offer me eggplant, and I haven't had eggplant in a long time.
And see, if he was hungry for breakfast, he wouldn't check it in.
Nope. When did he? Oh, he sent this at 12:04 a.m. I should have known. It was a midnight send.
Oh, this was a late text.
He really, that's why I woke up to it.
That makes
sense.
But
I also saw he was drinking yesterday, and I went, oh, God, this is why he's feeling crazy.
We had libations in the situations.
He did not say, come over for eggplant. He did not.
Nope.
But not like that, at least. So anyway, that was not what he said.
Good
so
guess,
thank
though.
You, Ariana. We're going to keep guessing.
I expect that text, that screenshot later. I kind of want to see it now.
The screenshot will make you blush. It will make the most. I am nasty and it's making me blush, okay? I don't know what else to say.
Y'all know I don't mind talking and I'm definitely silent over here.
I am inappropriate like everybody else and I'm blushing.
Oh my God. Now I need to see it, Allie.
Listen, in public I'll show people.
I can't put it online.
I'll try to get it online.
Cheese-mosa. Y'all are
right,
nosy. She said clock it. Clock it and show me. Love you.
Bye.
She's a fool.
All right, go to Sherry in Germantown. We're guessing what this guy said to me. I woke up to this message from this guy that I've been talking to off and on, just on social media for like a year.
Are you sure you want to go to Sherry?
No, but do it. We're going to let everybody guess.
All right, fine.
They know they have to keep it PG.
Fine.
Somebody said, did he text you up? No, it was not you up. It was not. Hi, Sherry. Oh, wait, Sherry. Oh, she's in the dead zone.
Guten Morgen.
She's in the dead zone.
She hit the dead zone for sure.
Guten Morgen. Sherry.
I am.
Oh, God. She's in the dead zone again. We have to come back to you, Sherry.
Hold on. Maybe it's better that she's in the dead zone right now.
Because you're scared of what she's going to say.
Yes.
We're coming back, Sherry. Hold on. Let's go to Shelly on the east side. Shelly, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Hey, what up, Shelly?
What do you think this guy said to me?
I think he invited you over for some late night or early morning activities.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Breakfast in bed.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Well, kind of, but not really. Not exactly. Okay. I wouldn't say that. Okay,
not
good
in
guess.
So many words.
Shelly, thank you for guessing. You know, we love you.
We love you. I love you, too.
Bye.
I appreciate you.
Lily in Milwaukee. Did he say he was hungry? He did not. Well.
I'm
never going to be able to say what he said, but he did not say that. And he did not say I'm hungry. No, he did not say I'm hungry. He didn't say it like that. Whatever he said. I don't know what. Oh, God.
He didn't say he wouldn't eat, though.
Go to back to Sherry. Sherry, good morning. Help.
Please answer, Sherry. Please be there, not in the dead zone. Guten Morgen. Get us out of here.
Get us out of here because I cannot say.
Last guess. And please make it good.
I'm going to say he wants to Netflix
and chill. No, he did not offer to say that he wants to Netflix and chill.
Nope.
Oh, God.
Sherry. Yeah, we keep losing Sherry.
Sherry, goodbye.
We appreciate you, Sherry. We love you.
I can't say he did not send a DPIC. Thank you for asking. He did not. That would have been it. I would have been like, really?
No JPEGs attached.
Really?
Yeah.
There's no way I can say what he said to me, and it's inappropriate for the radio, not for my personal life.
Nope. Anywho.
It's going to make everybody blush. Maybe if I see you in public, I'll tell you. Other than that, I can't.
Catch Allie on the other side.
He did say come over. He did. I'll give it. He did say come over, but he said more than that. So I'm just going to leave it at that, and you sickos, use your imagination, okay?
He offered a place at the table, but there was no seat.
103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So we still have your last chance at tickets to see Brandy and Monica at Fiserv Forum coming up in the next 10 minutes. So hold on, everybody.
Hold them horses.
Hold on right there. What were we talking about today, DZ?
Gee, this is something that I left yesterday and went, whoa, I had to put it on the sheet. The wildest thing you've seen somebody do driving. Because, you know, people will get comfortable driving sometimes.
I just went off about the person swerving for the squirrel.
It's not
I just got lit up the other day for this because I said I saw someone swerve for a squirrel and almost killed us all.
It's one thing to see somebody making some crazy erratic maneuver. I'm talking about, like, when have you looked over in traffic and gone, no way?
Like, why are you doing that?
No way. I'm talking about trying to put a makeup in the mirror and crash. You know what I'm saying? Type situation where we're going speaker box love below Andre 3000, big boy status, where I looked over yesterday driving next to somebody, and you know how passenger princesses tend to put their feet up on the dashboard all comfortable and willy-nilly?
Yes.
You ever seen the driver do that?
Stop it.
The driver had his foot up on the dashboard.
You're joking. Wait.
Like an arm on an armrest.
Let me ask a couple questions. You're joking. Was it a Tesla that could drive itself?
Nope. It was a Ford F-150 truck.
God.
It was a big boy honk truck.
Oh, God, even worse.
And it wasn't a small man driving. This man, one, he was fishbowl, so he had no window tint, so I could see all up in his vehicle. And I could see all up in his vehicle because I counted each and every one of his toes. He's got all five toes on his left foot. You want to know how I know?
Yeah.
Because I thought it was his arm on the window. He had his arm driving. This man had one foot on the gas, two hands on the steering wheel, and one foot on the side of the dashboard.
Wait, so like by the window? The window that you roll down on your left?
On the driver's side.
His left leg.
His left leg was up. Not like kind of
dude?
Up. His left leg was touching
like
the vent of the top left. Everybody look at your top left, that vent, that driver vent on your left side by the window
I'm
and the
like
mirror.
It right now it's weird.
He had
Why?
His foot up. I have no idea how it was one comfortable or two
First
doable.
First of all, I'm tall and I stretch a lot and I have a lot of flexibility, but if you don't, how would someone do that?
I looked over and almost crashed my car.
That's the only reason I can do it, but most people could never do this is weird. Like, sometimes I'll sit like this, and you can explain this to people. Don't make fun of me. I have sat like this.
No, this is... sit like this.
Where my knee... I put my foot on the seat, so my knee's almost at my chest.
Dislocate your hip to put your leg on the seat for comfort.
But the right one is still driving.
Yeah. You hug your knee to your chest while
one
you drive.
One knee.
It's sometimes it's a good stretch. And depending on how long the drive is, it could be comfortable. This man had his foot all the way up.
He could have
clipped his toenails if he genuinely wanted to.
Bro,
this abolishes the person I saw using ramen or a bowl to eat ramen. I've seen people eat ramen with like chopsticks in the car.
Oh, I've eaten salad in the car.
As the driver. Most cars drive themselves nowadays.
Okay.
I'll give you that. If you in a Tesla.
Some do. Yeah.
If you got the lane assist and you
cruise
got
control,
cruise control and
sure,
the lane
sure.
keep, and you if you got the boop, boop, boop that you can press and help you keep in the lane, I got that too. Doesn't mean I take both hands off the steering wheel all the time, and it definitely don't mean I put my foot up.
Okay, so what is the craziest thing you've ever seen driving? 414-533-1037. We're going to take your calls and texts. Let's go to line two. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Danielle and Butler.
Hey, Danielle. Good morning.
Let's get your song right.
Yep, get her theme song. So DZ saw a guy driving with his left leg up on the dash, right leg on the
pedal. Grown
crazy.
Grown man.
Weird.
Full beard.
That's some flexibility.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking because I'm doing it, but I don't think most people can do that.
I thought
I'll often drive sitting like how Allie describes with your like foot on the seat and your knees like hugging your chest.
Yep.
I'll sit like that because it's comfortable to me. But like a grown ass man sitting like that.
Weird.
Come on. Ain't no way.
That's very weird.
Doesn't that hurt your male parts? Like, I don't even
that's
know.
What
like,
I was
does
thinking.
That hurt?
I didn't want to try it because I was scared.
Yeah, I would be too.
Saying? And I'm not even trying to make this about a dude thing, him doing crazy, but the fact that as a driver.
But it makes a difference if it's a guy versus a girl and spreading your legs and whether it's uncomfortable. I mean, that's a thing.
Especially having to drive.
Yeah.
One thing, if you can put your leg up, if you're flexible, yeah, women tend to be generally more flexible.
Yeah.
But I've seen passenger princes that sit on the side and throw their feet up comfortable on the dashboard.
Sure, still
right. Dangerous. I've never in my day seen the driving Don with his foot up on the dang dash.
Somebody,
have you ever seen someone driving with their hair up in a towel in a robe?
No, but I would do it if I had to take my kid to school. Hell yeah.
I saw that when I was in school, when I was in middle school, like sixth or seventh grade, I saw this woman driving and she had her hair up in a towel and she was in a robe. I'm like, what if you get in a car accident?
Girl, you're right, but she probably had to get her kids somewhere. Somebody
But still.
That's
a good one.
That's the craziest one right there.
Danielle, listen to this. Somebody said, hi, I've seen a driver with his left foot out the window in Milwaukee driving.
Is this in a Jeep?
That's crazy.
Had to have been a Jeep.
That's crazy, you guys. All right, we're going to talk to you next. We want to know the crazy things you've seen driving. Oh, man, everybody's texting in right now like crazy. Lauren in New Berlin said, I saw four people jammed into a tiny sedan with a mattress on top. All four.
Oh, my God.
All four hands out the window.
All four.
Why you snitch on me, bro? I didn't think you saw that.
We'll talk to you next.
My dad has seen a car full of people and their windshield wipers didn't work, but it was pouring out raining. So they had the windows open. They had two ropes attached to the windshield wipers and they were sitting there maneuvering them.
That's called manual.
He's a semi-truck driver, so he's seen it all.
That's called manual mode.
Wow.
The stories are getting good.
Crazy. We'll talk to you next. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Ally and DZ, good morning.
All that checks out.
Clock it.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. We're talking about the craziest things that you've seen on the road because DZ saw a guy basically with his left foot up on the dashboard while he drove with the right one in a big truck.
You know how you put your left arm kind of out the window to get a little sunshine when you're driving with your right hand? Except for it was his left foot, and he had both hands on the steering wheel.
Yeah.
Guy, you're not comfortable. Don't lie to me.
Not at all, Not at all. All right, let's go to the phones. Ryan's in Alabama this morning.
The mayor of Alabama.
The mayor.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Morning.
Where, Paul?
All right, what's the craziest thing you've seen driving, Ryan?
Well, I don't know if I've seen it, but I've done it. I'd rather be done than it.
What?
I've had, so when I had my Tahoe, we were driving around town. I don't remember what we were exactly doing, but we were driving, and I saw this dining room table, and I was like, we're picking that up. I want that. We're going to swap ours out, we're going to get this one, and I'm going to reupholstery the chairs. We're going to call it good.
ADD right now moment.
I managed to get the whole dining room table in the back of this Tahoe, the trunk lid open, and eight chairs. I had four chairs on the top and four chairs in the back.
This is a big
one ratchet strap holding the chairs back in the back of the trunk. And one ratchet strap holding all four of them down on the roof.
And of course, he carries ratchet straps in the car.
Of course.
I mean, naturally.
Naturally, I have ratchet straps everywhere in every single freaking vehicle.
I
guarantee if you go into my wife's car, there's at least two in hers someplace.
Oh, of course. Got to be ready. Only question I got for you, Ryan. Did you have a red bandana or red tie, red something for the back so that people knew that it was a little too far?
Now he says who does that.
No.
This is why we need quality control.
Thank you.
This is why we need a producer to quality control these fools.
Thank
so
you.
Not
Bye,
just
Ryan.
Anybody can talk on
Rude.
Air.
Rude.
Love, man.
Bye.
You have my peace, bro.
Somebody texted in. I'll never forget driving down Blue Mountain in Brookfield, and I passed a car with a man in a business suit. As I get closer, I see he has an open nudie magazine.
No, he did not.
And yeah, I'm not going to read the rest. It was insane.
You don't need to read the rest.
I'm going to drive down Blue Mountain every day now. What you doing in there, mister?
Allie's out here about to lift the truck just to be able to see above.
You got tinted windows, do you? Roll the window down, my guy.
Okay. Allie's got her CDL just so she can see inside.
The stories I would have. All right.
The stories they do got.
Thank you for sharing all of these. We are getting so many texts right now, and I just can't read them all on the air because it's too much, but I'll read one more. Last summer, we're busy. Yeah, Amanda in West Dallas texted, and she said, last summer, I literally saw a girl wrapping a gift while she was driving on Highway 100. Like, there isn't enough traffic distractions, and you're wrapping a gift? Let me just move on over to the far lane. Good luck, lady. Yeah, that would freak me out.
I was going to say, just reach over and see if they need help with some tape. You need a finger? You need
honestly,
a finger? I'll
I can't
reach
even
over.
Wrap a gift when I'm not driving. When I'm standing still, I can't.
You kidding me?
Come on. All right. 414. It's time to give away tickets, by the
Let's
way.
Let's go. Moving on.
414-533-1037. Last chance to win these tickets to go to Fiserv Forum next month. You're going to see Monica and Brandy. I'm not going to lie. I ended up listening to a little Don't Take It Personal.
I was listening
to Monica yesterday.
You went into the crates yesterday?
I did. I was having all the feels, all the nostalgia.
You were feeling yourself.
I was. 414-533-1037. Caller 17, because Monica and Brandy going on tour, teaming up. They're going to be here on October 17th at Fiserv Forum. So good luck, caller 17, Kiss FM. I want to talk to Jessica in Milwaukee right now because she's on the phone. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Allie.
Hey.
Good morning, Dizzy.
What up?
There it is.
What you on?
Yeah, what are you doing? You see anything crazy driving this morning?
Not this morning, but most days.
Yes.
Yeah, I know that's right.
Crazy stuff, man. The stuff I see. I still see people, by the way, DZ, and yeah, I'm stalling. I still see people trying to block the right lane at the zipper merge. And I'm like, you're so out of line right now. That lane, you're not supposed to merge till the very last minute. They were doing the same thing on 4145 North when we went up north to Richfield, and I thought,
same thing.
You can't block. This lane is open. You're screwing everything up, you morons.
And you should keep saying it because
I noticed it
got a little better for like a week after we talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe just every week we quickly throw like a traffic segment
though
we're not traffic people.
If a lane is open, you don't block it with half of your stupid car or truck. It's called a zipper merge. You go all the way to the front and then you merge.
Don't
and
be
if
that
you're
vehicle.
In line 10 minutes early, it's your fault.
Don't
anyway,
be that vehicle.
Jessica, hi. Happy Friday. Hi. You're going to see Monica and Brandy.
Woo! Woosa! Woohoo!
Woosa!
It's Tuesday, so this is amazing.
Did you just say your birthday's Tuesday?
Her birthday's coming up.
Let's go. Hey, talk about a nice little birthday present for you.
Right.
You know, I heard it was your birthday, so I decided to, you know,
we had to hook you up.
I didn't hear that, but I'm happy that you won them on your kind of birthday week.
This is great.
Congratulations.
Yeah. It's her birthday weekend. How about that?
It sure is.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great time at Fiserv. Have you ever seen Brandy or Monica in concert like me?
I have not, and I am so excited.
Yeah, I've seen Brandy back in the day with Boys to Men. I'm not going to lie. Don't
with
ask the
Boys to
don't
Men.
Don't ask the year.
Oh,
it doesn't matter.
When she was Summerfest concert.
No. Maybe.
Maybe. I know Brandy been to Summerfest.
Boys to Men at Summerfest.
See, you never know.
Maybe she's got a memory unlocked, and she's going to call us back later and be like, "Oh my gosh, right. I have seen Brandy.
I was there." Do you want the good news or the bad news?
What kind of loaded question is that?
I'm sorry. Do you want the good? Okay.
I'm going to get both. So give me the good news first.
Okay. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias, huepa.
Buenos dias. Okay. Well, the good news is our walk for Susan G. Komen is here, everybody. It's this Sunday down at the Summerfest grounds.
Yep.
It's totally free. You can sign up. Shoop called this morning, one of our regulars, and said, "Can I still sign up?" I said, "Absolutely. Just go to 1037kissfm.com. It's free to sign up because they don't want anyone to not be able to come because of income restrictions or whatever. Survivors.
Free.
Well, and people with breast cancer and survivors a lot of times already have their medical bills. So you don't want to give them more problems trying to come out and support and raise money, right?
Even though it is to raise money, it's more about the support than the
exactly.
money. The money will come and the support will be there as long as both go hand in hand.
Well, it's going to be a great day down at the Summerfest grounds. Please join us and sign up. I saw so many of our listeners have signed up, and we see you, and we'll see you on Sunday for sure.
I tried to count the people yesterday.
That's
we
a lot.
Got a group.
We got to have one of the bigger teams.
Gang.
Seriously,
bro.
I'm proud of you guys.
Let's keep running it up. I want triple digits now.
But wait till I sign up Owen and Hudson. We got two more right there.
Boom.
Use your kids, everybody, to make the biggest team. Use them. Okay, no, but seriously, the good news is the walk is happening.
Sunday, yep.
We had planned an outfit for you to wear, DZ.
Yeah.
The listeners voted on Facebook and Instagram. They chose the tracksuit.
Yeah, the 90s tracksuit.
So I ordered it. It was supposed to be here.
Like yesterday.
What is today? Friday?
It was supposed to be here. Yeah, I think yesterday.
No, it was supposed to be here today.
Today.
No, yesterday. You're right. I'm sorry. It was supposed to be here yesterday.
Because we tried to express it to make sure.
But I'm so bad.
No,
yeah,
this story
it was
does
yesterday.
Not suck.
It was yesterday. So it was supposed to arrive, and then all of the sudden.
Oh, no. Is this the bad news?
Yeah. I get a notification. Your delivery is delayed. I'm like, no.
Did someone try to steal my tracksuit?
No. We don't have time to be delayed. Mm-mm. No, Mm-mm. It's probably a seller. So, how delayed is the question? Because the walk's on Sunday.
Yeah, dude. And, dude, the weekends be messing up deliveries. I know most times everybody delivers all weekend long now, but that don't mean it's going to get here on time.
It says that it's coming now on the 26th, which is today.
That's not.
So get this. Let's see here. Friday. Okay, no, we're safe. We're safe. Friday, September 26th, it has arrived in Sturtevant. We're good. We're good. It's here. It's in town. We're good. It's going to come to me today.
No.
It's going to come to me today. Yes, it is. Not on the mail. It'll come tomorrow. In the mail if it doesn't come today.
I'm going to be super pessimistic because I've definitely had it and it says, oh, we've received your package. It's in the area. It's in Sturtevant. It's in Oak Creek.
Hold on.
It's out for delivery and then guess who don't get it delivered? Me.
You know where
this
stupid thing came from? Waukegan. I didn't need to wait for this. I could have driven and picked it up my damn self.
I could have had Angie scoop it up. My little sister lives
it
in Waukegan.
3:44 a.m. on the 25th that it arrived at an Amazon facility in Waukegan. Then it left and it was delayed yesterday, which is why it never made it. Then today it arrived in the morning in Sturtevant. Okay, the tracksuit's coming, DZ. I was freaking out. Now I'm not anymore. We're safe.
I think I know the director of that fulfillment facility in Waukegan. I probably went to school with him.
Do you have you probably did. Since you grew up in Gurnee.
Probably.
Do you have another outfit in case it doesn't come?
So low key.
Seriously.
I did not want to say this.
What?
But I planned for disaster.
Yes.
I planned for things to hit the fan and I planned for the world to be on fire.
You did?
So
good.
Because
it is on fire right now.
I got backup
and we need
fits.
It.
I got backup fits. I'm ready to go.
Really?
I've actually got some options. I've been exploring. Mm-hmm. I know one thing for certain and two things for sure. If Nick Avani's ain't got me on a quick $100 hookup, Ragstock right up the way does. And they'd fit the similar vibe where I could get
a suit?
Well, I could get a suit or a tracksuit. If everything goes wrong, I'm lateraled because I also got pink clothes at home that mm-hmm. I could just throw on.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't lack in the pink department. I wear different.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Colors,
same,
right? So it's
same.
Like, I'm not worried about that. I've got pink.
No, you don't have that toxic masculinity. You can wear pink.
No, pink is actually one of my favorite
colors.
Looks
good, yeah.
Yeah, no, I think it looks great on
so
me.
So you're good. It's coming either today or tomorrow. It says it's coming today.
I don't trust
so if it doesn't come, we have a backup. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Then we're good. And we're going to see everybody on Sunday at the walk. I'm so excited.
I'm about to go pick my backups today just in
you
case.
You better.
Yeah, I'm going.
It's going to come in the mail today, I think so.
I don't know.
You do whatever you need to do, but it's coming.
She said, you do you, boo.
You do but, you, but I, the tracksuit's in the mail.
Here. Two.
And we'll see you on Sunday. Go sign up 1037kissfm.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.